A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It. Please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we have got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this crazy idea you've got going through your head?
I want to secretly DNA test my nephew because I don't think my brother-in-law is his real father.
Well, why would you do it?
So my sister has an 8-year-old son, and I've never had any doubts about who his dad was until recently. Someone took a picture of all of us at my mom's house. Mm-hmm. They took a picture of my nephew next to my brother-in-law's best friend, and they look so much alike. They have the same expression, same eyes, like everything. And I even showed the picture to another family member, and I didn't even mention it.
Yeah.
And even they noticed how much they look alike. So when I started doing the math, I realized that around the time my nephew would have been conceived, my sister and her husband were basically separated. They weren't even together. And I do remember spending a lot of time with this best friend. So I asked her about that time when her and her husband were separated, just like casually.
They were together, but just separated, though? They were like still technically together?
Yes, that's true. They weren't divorced. They were just separated.
Okay.
And when I asked her about that time, she immediately got like really weird about it and defensive and wouldn't answer the question.
Oh.
And that just made me more suspicious about it.
That is kind of weird.
But I guess I'm confused as to why you would be the one to do this versus like either A, just minding your business, or
yeah,
B,
right,
or B,
right,
talking
right,
to
right,
your
right.
sister about it and having her do it.
Well, I mean, I tried to talk about the time she was separated and she wasn't even open to that. And I mean, also, my nephew, too. Like, I remember we'd be looking at family pictures, and he would be asking, you know, joking, how come I don't look like my dad? And we're all, like, laughing it off. But now I'm like, well, there's actually something to this, and he doesn't even know.
But why do you feel like it's your responsibility, though, to, like, do it?
I don't feel like anybody else is going to. And I'm really close with my nephew. Like, I feel kind of a bit of duty to look out for him in that way. I mean, what if he finds out later when he's like 20 or 30 that he doesn't know who his biological father is?
Oh, so you almost feel like this weird guilt factor because you feel like you're onto something now that feels suspicious.
Right. And I mean, like, nobody else seems to be letting on to it.
But what does that do? So is your sister and your brother-in-law together? Are they happy? Like, is the disruption going to be worth the answer?
That's a good question.
They are doing good now, but it's like, if this drama or secret is underneath it all, then how good is it really?
That's a good question, too. I mean, does he need to know the truth?
How old is he, by the way? Your nephew?
He's 8.
How would you do this test, though?
My nephew is actually sleeping over at my house this weekend.
Okay.
And I bought a DNA test, the cheek swab one.
Okay.
I would swab his cheek while he's sleeping.
That is bleeped up. I'm sorry.
Why?
It is.
Why?
No.
Wait.
I'm not down.
But wait, you would still need the best friend's DNA.
I do, and I have a way to get that too.
What does that mean? What's going on?
Wait, what do you?
I can't tell you every single thing because like I don't even know if I'm gonna actually do it yet. I mean, just like hypothetically, like I have a
it sounds like y'all got a lot of secrets.
Yeah, go for it.
And you
do
should
it.
Just keep the
do
secret.
Is no.
No.
Do this. Go for the. I.
My vote is
know.
No.
Yes. My. I don't even care
no,
what this is.
I don't
is.
Like this.
What?
Like
what do you mean you have a way?
No.
What? Okay. All right, so let's do what we do here. So Anonymous is saying, I am thinking about DNA testing my nephew. Mm-hmm. I don't think he looks like my brother-in-law. He actually looks like my brother-in-law's best friend. Mm-hmm. I'm very close to my nephew. I don't want him finding out any other way. Let's just put this to rest. I want to swab his cheek and somehow extract DNA from my brother-in-law's best friend. But I cannot tell you how. Should we tell her to go for that, or do we talk her out of that, Jess?
I don't want you to do it because I'm just thinking about your 8-year-old nephew, and that's just not something he needs in his life right now. I think that you would be doing more harm to him right now in this moment. I mean, the fact that you got to do it in secret while this baby boy is sleeping should speak volumes. I don't think it's good.
But I mean, like, at the end of the day, more than it being her business, it's my nephew's business. And I mean, I need to protect him now if nobody else is going to.
I mean, how sure are you about it? I mean, like, you can't be a little bit sure about this. Because if you're, like, a little bit sure, I'd say don't do it. Like, what percent sure in your mind when you look at your nephew and you look at your brother-in-law's best friend, are you like, I'm pretty sure that, like, that's probably the dad?
I'd say 80, 85%.
I say go for it. I say go for it.
Okay.
She said okay.
Okay. She hangs up.
No. I'm still saying no.
All right, let's hear this out. Anonymous says, listen, I'm pretty sure that my nephew is not the biological child of my brother-in-law. And I just want to double check. He's going to be at my house this weekend. Cheek swab while he's sleeping. Somehow get the DNA, we don't know how, from this other guy. Tell her to go for that. Talk her out of it.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Who's up?
This is Teresa on one.
Teresa, what's up?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, loud and clear.
So let me see if I'm understanding. A woman who does not have legal custody of a child wants to secretly extract DNA from that child, upload it to a third-party company, and violate that child's privacy by putting that kid's DNA information out into the public sphere. Now, mind you, in Maryland, if the parents were married when the kid was born, the dad is legally the dad. So not only is she conducting an illegal DNA test and violating the parents' custody rights and the parents' own DNA custody rights, but she would be subjecting herself to getting arrested for what she's doing by stealing. Now, I'm not saying guaranteed, but I'm saying if a family member did that to me behind my back on my kid without talking to me, what do you think is going to happen when you disclose this big revelation?
Yes.
Number one, how did you get my kid's DNA?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you took his DNA while he was sleeping?
I mean, it's messy.
There's no doubt
it's messy. But here's the question. Wouldn't you want to know as the kid? Would you not want
to? No!
Like, I mean, honestly.
Not at 8 years old.
All seriousness.
Not at 8 years old,
you don't. You guys would want to live your whole lives not knowing who your actual father was?
I think.
And mind you.
Yeah.
We are assuming the husband doesn't know.
That's true.
What makes you think
that's true, the man doesn't know?
Teresa. He could be like, we were separated. She got pregnant, and I asked the question, how did this happen? Because we weren't together. You think the man doesn't know that they weren't together when his wife got pregnant?
Okay.
Also, how do you know they haven't accepted it?
Exactly. There's truth to
that. I think that's true. But also, as far as I think finding out a parent is not your biological parent, no matter what, that's going to be a difficult and traumatic experience. However, at least as an adult, you'll have the tools and be better equipped to get through that than at 8 years old.
Who's up?
This is Danielle in Pikesville on 4.
I mean, Danielle, do you feel like she should do a DNA test on her nephew this weekend?
Oh, yeah. She should absolutely DNA test her nephew. I secretly DNA tested my own husband because I thought that his dad wasn't really his dad.
What?
Wait, what do you mean? What does that mean?
Okay, a few years ago, my husband made one of those jokes about he looks nothing like his dad, but the problem is that he really doesn't at all. And once he said it, I kind of just couldn't let it go.
Uh-huh.
And his mom's kind of made comments over the years about having a wild period around the time that she met his dad.
Okay.
And obviously, my husband thought that I was completely ridiculous when I brought up the possibility, you know, that his dad might not actually be his biological father. He told me to drop it, but I didn't. And so, yeah, I secretly got his DNA and I sent it to one of those family DNA services that I knew one of his other relatives had already tried. And guess what? His dad wasn't his biological father after all.
No.
Wait. So you have that information and was he pissed?
He was angry that I did it behind his back.
Yeah. And that's the part I think we're concerned about, right?
But ultimately, he was glad that he knew the truth because then, like, he ended up finding biological relatives that he never even knew existed and wound up really liking them when he met them. Okay. So when people are calling this woman crazy and telling her to mind her business, I completely understand why, right? But it kind of sounds like the same situation as my husband where her gut is screaming at her that something's not right.
Right.
Like, there actually may be a reason.
Right. So maybe, if she's so sure about this, I mean, and clearly this worked out really well for your husband. So it does she need to do this then?
I say go ahead and swab that cheek, girl.
What?
Like, everybody's worried about whether the sister has a right to keep it private. But personally, I'm more worried about that little boy has a right to know who his dad actually is. Because again, him finding out at 8 years old instead of like 18 to 30 or older,
right,
where he could find out accidentally anyways.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm thinking too. So should we tell her to go for that? Do we talk her out of it? I mean, 410-583-1065. Hey, Lori from Arnold, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
I mean, what do we do? Do we tell her to go for this? Or we talk her out of it?
I think she can wait, actually. I was 52 years old when I found out that my father was not my bio father.
Okay.
And it was not a great experience. My bio dad had passed. So if I would have known earlier in my life, I would have been able to maybe meet him. I don't even know what he looks like. Yeah. There's no pictures, nothing. So I think that someone, whoever it is, should approach the child at 18 so they can make their own decision if they want to do that or not. But I would encourage it.
But
I wouldn't wait.
Hang on. So you're kind of saying two things. Like, you're saying do test the kid, but would her not do it?
She can do it. Whoever. I mean, somebody needs to do it.
Because it sounds like the sister's kind of blowing this off, like they don't want to do it. So if you're saying, listen, I wish this would have been done, and nobody else is willing to do it, would it not be better for her just to go ahead and do it then, and then go ahead and get the truth? Because obviously, with you, you're kind of saying like, I wish I would have known earlier.
Yeah, I wish I would have known earlier.
So, yep. I mean,
I wish somebody would have came to me earlier and said,
but as early as 8 years old.
Not 8.
Okay. So you're saying this needs to be done, but like she needs to wait.
Yes.
Okay. So
I think 8's too young. I don't think he'll understand.
Same. I think it's too young too.
When? When would the right age be? That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, should she just do it now and then hold on to it while she has the opportunity? You know, he's obviously at the house now. How many times is it going to happen? You know?
I think someone needs to ask him when he gets old enough if he wants to know.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair enough. There
that's
we go.
Fair.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Mike is in D.C. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Do we tell her to go for this? Should she actually, you know, secretly DNA swab her nephew, or do we talk her out of it?
I would say talk her out of it. I think the burden of proof should be on the mother, to be honest, with her son, because there are so many things that the son and the father are going to miss out during this time frame, not to mention the ramifications that are going to befall after the sister decides to take this into her control and do things without permission.
Right.
You know, I guess I'm still sitting here with, if nobody else is willing to do this DNA test, it seems like the sister is blowing it off. It seems like, you know, we're not willing to have an honest conversation.
That's his mom, though. That's his mom. It's not anonymous. It's not anonymous's decision or right to make that decision for her nephew.
So then, like, is the child just going to be left in the dark forever then?
Well, that is a consequence that the mother is going to have to deal with later on when the story or the truth, if in fact it is, comes out.
Okay. All right. I mean,
and
maybe
if that's something,
right.
And also we don't know if like she's made the decision to hold off until he is a little older, until he's 18. But I don't think it's an aunt's right. Or I also think I think it's more damaging for her to put this on her nephew at 8 years old.
I just think it's funny that like we're kind of talking about both sides of our mouth, because one of it's like, if we always talk about, like, even if somebody was getting cheated on, would you let them know? And all of us collectively were always, oh yeah,
but
we
this
have,
is a
we
child.
Have to let them know.
This
but
is a child.
It's almost like if you knew somebody was your father, would you let them know? And it's like, no, we're gonna let this kid sit in ignorance. I mean, it's hard for me to digest.
I'm at least let him have his childhood first before he steps into this mess. It's not fair to take that away from him.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Bye.
Bye. All right. I mean, well then, like, what do you think? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm the wrong person to talk to, because I think I'm feeling a little unhinged. I mean, what do you want to do? Do you want to do this? Do you not want to do this?
I get it. He's not my child.
Right. No. Yeah.
I can't get past it. I can't get past the idea that people are lying to him and he doesn't know the truth. And if there's even a chance that it's not, then somebody needs to figure it out.
I would just think about it, because you're also putting your relationship with your sister on the line, which could affect your access to your nephew.
It's a lot of things to think about.
Yeah,
I mean,
just think about it.
I know where your heart's at.
Yeah, of course.
Your brain's in a different place. Listen, I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but we always say, you know, think about it, obviously. And we do something on Monday called a Talk Me Out of It update, where we invite people to come back on from these segments and tell us what they decided to do. Would you be willing to come back on Monday and talk to us about what you actually ended up doing?
Yeah, sure.
Because more than anything, I just want to know how you extracted the DNA. Like, that's like my biggest take. So like Monday 8:25, can you call us back and let us know what happened?
Yeah, sounds good.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShares got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.